Chapter 5. Romanticism in Spain and Germany. A home invasion is when people come into a home to steal property, but also have the intent to damage the property and or perpetuate violence against the home's occupants. In many cases, the home invader breaks into the dwelling through force. But sometimes they can gain access through false pretenses, and therefore can, initially, be there by the invitation and welcome of the homeowner. But what is it called when the home invaders have the intent to steal, not just items from inside the property, but they also intend to steal the property itself from the rightful dwellers? This is the case with Napoleon in Spain. Napoleon was in a scuffle with Portugal and asked his ally, the King of Spain, if he could access Portugal by moving his military through Spain. The King of Spain agreed, and Napoleon used the pretext of bulking up military presence in Portugal and giving aid to the Spanish army as an ally to take control of the Spanish throne and put his brother, Joseph Napoleon Bonaparte, on the throne. The royal family of Spain, much like the royal family of Portugal, quietly vacated the premises in the face of Napoleon's force, and King Joseph I took the throne. Napoleon felt that there were those in the Spanish royal court who were a little too anti-French and too pro-British for his comfort. So to ensure Spanish support in his planned maneuvers against Portugal, Britain's ally, and Britain, he took control of Spain. What may have seemed to Napoleon back in France as one part liberation of the Spanish people from their tired monarchy and three parts a guaranteed political union between Spain and France against Britain was not necessarily how the people of Spain saw it. The removal of the royal family caused unexpected uprisings among the people because, as much as the monarchy was tired and corrupt and generally just not the best, they were beloved by their subjects in the kind of way that saw the citizens of Spain not welcoming the French troops and rule. On May 2, 1808, the people of Madrid rose up and resisted the elite French Imperial Guard, depicted in Francisco Goya's painting as the historical enemy of the Spanish people, the Moors. The citizens of Madrid had gathered to protest the change in government and the removal of their royal family, and the French Imperial Guard were ordered to disperse an angry rioting crowd by charging the people. Instead of running, the people stood their ground and fought, and a bloody skirmish resulted. That was the beginning of the Dos de Mayo's uprisings. The result, besides a long and gruesome war that created a brand new kind of warfare and caused death and suffering to innumerable people, were law changes, such as anyone who was found with a weapon would be punished by death. We will see the result of that ruling in a little while.